News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, look, lots of you would have seen images from London over the last few days of the climate change protest, the so-called Extinction Rebellion event. Well, environmental protesters here in Ireland are actually planning to block traffic on O'Connell Street from 1 p.m. They say it's part of this rebellion for climate action. To discuss in more detail, we're joined on the line now by John Gimmons, the environmental journalist, a commentator. He's going to be speaking at the event. And Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. John, we might start with yourself. I take it you're speaking at it, so you support this move to block traffic on O'Connell Street in protest.
Well, I certainly support the aims of the Extinction Rebellion, and I guess really the hint is in the name. We're on a trajectory here to basically extinguish life on Earth this century. It's a pretty shocking thing, and it sounds like a very extreme position to say. But anybody, for example, who watched David Attenborough's documentary on BBC One television last night would be in no doubt that humanity hangs by a thread. So, yeah.
David Attenborough didn't say all life on this planet will cease to exist within 81 years.
Did you watch the documentary?
Yeah, it didn't go that far to say that is exactly what's going to happen. All life on the planet, nothing will exist within 81 years.
I didn't say that.
You did. You said that's what you started with. An extinction event. You said all life will not exist.
No,
this century. The century's only 81 years left.
This is a possibility, right? In fact, it's a probability.
Your line is actually breaking up there. We lost you. So look, I'll come back to you in just a moment, and I'll come to Adrian Cummins, who's the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Adrian, will this be particularly disruptive? The idea that O'Connell Street will be shut down by protesters?
Absolutely. O'Connell Street is a very important thoroughfare for the city from a traffic point of view. And if you stop and you block O'Connell Bridge, that will absolutely bring the city to a halt. While our association and many associations would respect peaceful protests and the right to free speech, when you try and cause major disruption to a city centre, I don't think that helps any campaign whatsoever. I think everybody can see that there is a huge issue around climate change, and I was quite heartened by the awareness and protest that was done by the students 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in the city centre. Very good, very well organised, got their point across. And I think people are hugely aware of climate change now. I want to do things.
Yeah. Adrian, but, you know, I suppose what was novel about that was that it was students. That's why it got people paid attention. Like, today is probably mostly going to be adults. And if adults just walked along the footpath towards Leinster House, like, we certainly wouldn't be talking about it now.
No, but if the intention is to bring an entire city to a standstill, well, then that is a different conversation whatsoever. That is trying to make as much disruption as possible to raise media attention around the subject matter. That doesn't help the cause whatsoever. That, to my mind, is extremism at its best. And I think that it does. While the guards will more than likely try and police it to the best of their ability, the right to protest in this country has to be allowed. But this type of direct action, we don't welcome, and I don't think many people in the city will welcome it.
All right, let me go back to John Gibbons, as I said, the environmental journalist who's speaking at the event. John, look, the point of protest is to be disruptive to a certain degree and get noticed. Is there a danger, though, that this crosses the line to a degree and it actually just annoys people? Because I'm sure you don't want to do that.
Well, I suppose every protest puts somebody out.
And I'd defend your right to put some people out for protest. But from the point of view of people who support it, you don't want everyone to just be angry with you either.
Well, I suppose here we are talking about it, so it isn't something, right? I'm sure if you check back your logs to see see how many times News Talk Breakfast have covered climate change in the last, say, 12 months, you get the point that unless you are prepared to actually take some action, disruptive,
yeah,
then nobody pays any attention.
Well,
you made the point to Adrian, if we all walk in the footpath, well, then nobody pays attention.
Well, John, just to correct you, I'm sorry, but we covered extensively the Oireachtas Committee on Climate Change while they were doing their deliberations, before the report was published and after the report was published, and nobody was protesting. So I'm going to defend our honour there in terms of our track record in the last 12 months. Anyone who does listen knows we cover this issue. John Gibbons, environmental journalist and commentator, and Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Thanks both of you for speaking to us.